Blog Talk Radio.
KO on the track.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Yeah, baby. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome to today's show. And again, you're listening to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. Now, let's see. Today is free fall, not free fall, but today is Contest Wednesday, and if you guys are ready, it'll be about 5 minutes, and we will be announcing the contest, okay? We will be announcing the contest. 10 after 6 is our game time. All right, now, again, today is Wednesday, and you have an opportunity to win a T-shirt, Frank Williams Show T-shirt, and armband if you have the correct answer to today's question. And again, you have to be listening to the show each day in order to answer these questions, right? Okay. And today's word of the day is ingratiate. 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 Ingratiate is a transitive verb. Okay. It's a few different forms of the word, but this form, this ingratiate, is a transitive verb. And it means to gain favor or approval for by doing or saying things that people like. To gain favor or approval for yourself by doing or saying things that people like. That's ingratiate. And you can take that and work with it and run with it handle it however you want, right? Please put it in your vocabulary. Ingratiate is today's word of the day. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. And you are welcome here at any time. Because if it wasn't for you, I would not be here. All right. So again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome. Now, let's see, right now, let's see if they'll give me some weather, a weather report. Right now, it's 82 degrees in the ATL. That was our high, that's our high today. And our low tonight, looking in the mid to upper 60s. And on Thursday, we're looking at another high of 82, low 60, with cloudy skies. Friday, partly sunny, 75, low 51. Saturday, bright sunshine, high 77, low 52. Sunday, partly sunny, high 80, low 60. Monday, thunderstorms, high 73, low 59. So you see, we're starting to get into spring and the warm temperatures and all. So, but you guys still have to be aware that this Georgia weather can and will turn at any time. So that's our weather for today. Let's see, what's the weather in Panama City Beach? Right now, it's 74 in Panama City. We're 8 degrees above them. And they have a low tonight of 67. And on Friday, they're 78. Saturday, 79. Sunday, they're 81. Monday, 77, 78. They in the mid to upper 70s all week in Panama City. Great place. And, excuse me, guys. Before we get into the show, I just wanted to shout out for a happy birthday to a buddy of mine at work, Tim Shepherd. Tim, happy birthday to you, bud. I know. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you had a great day yesterday. And another great day today. And hey, take care of yourself, and I hope that you see many, many more birthdays in the future for yourself. All right? So that's that, and so let's get on with the show. This today's show is entitled, Why Are the American People So Upset with... Why are the American people so upset with the new, not so bright, president? Okay, and I want to discuss this below average president that the people of the United States put into office. He is not competent enough to do this job. He is not competent enough to do this job. Now, before we get up, we go on in the show, I'm going to pause right here for just a minute because I want to give you guys the opportunity to call me and answer the question for a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. And the question is, what was this past Monday's word of the day? What was this past Monday's word of the day? And if you've written that down, if you listened to the show on Monday and you wrote that name, that word down, then you should call into the show right now and answer that question. What was the word of the day for Monday right here on the show? And again, if you can answer that question correctly, I have for you a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. All right? T-shirt and armband. And you have until the end of the show to do that. So probably got another 18, 20 minutes, okay, to get that done. So go ahead, grab a hold of that, and win you a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. Now, again, let's get into today's show, which is entitled, Why Are the American People So Upset the new, not-so-bright president? And, guys, if you'd like to call into the show to give your comments or opinions, go ahead and call in and then press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show, and I will put you on the air for your comments or opinions, okay? And, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and we're off, okay? So why are the American people so upset with the new not-so-bright president? Why? Is it because he's not competent enough to do this job? Is it because he's, you know, what he said during his campaign he's trying to accomplish? Is that it? Because, see, you know, I tell people all the time, I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for the other person that didn't win, okay? But I didn't vote for Trump. Now, there were some of his ideas that I did like, that I was agreeing with, but a lot of his ideas, most of his ideas, I did not agree with. And now, as he's gotten into office, he's put some stuff out there already that I don't agree with, and most of the American people don't agree with. Now, as far as some of this stuff where he's talking about, you know, deporting people and building a wall and all this different jazz, that's all well and good. I don't know what the wall will accomplish. I guess it's just another deterrent to keep people out. fence or wall or whatever, that's a deterrent. Okay? That's a deterrent to keep people out. And but if you know, if that's what he's trying to accomplish, that's what he's trying to accomplish. Now, he told us that within his campaign, right? He told us that within his campaign that he built a wall. All right. Now, another thing that I do agree with Trump with is that he said that he wanted to, you know, limit these foreigners. And which when I say foreigners, you know, he's talking about, you know, people from some of the Muslim countries that are terrorizing different countries as we speak, you know, to keep them out of the United States, keep them from flying in and out of the United States. I sort of agree with that. But, you know, again, some of it I don't agree with. But this should have happened, that kind of thing, when you keep people from coming in and out of the country so easily, should have happened long ago. Okay? That should have happened long, long, long time ago. Okay? Now it's too late. I believe that it's too late. And I think a lot of the Caucasian people are finding that things are not going to be so simple for them and their kids now. Okay? Things are not going to be so simple for them and their kids now. They're getting to be number two in the population. Okay? In a few years, they're no longer going to be the majority. Okay? It's going to be everyone else combined. All right? So, you know, that's a problem that people see right now. And, so, again, you can call into the show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You can call in and give your opinion of today's topic. Now, I know I have a caller waiting to come on the show, and I'll put them on the show in just a minute. But I just wanted to say something again to you guys, my audience, who listen to the show every day. And who are, again, faithful to the show. I, you know, to be honest with you, you know, you may not believe this, and I didn't believe it when I saw this, but let's see. Here's what this is what Blog Talk Radio put out here for me. And I'm going to get back to the subject in just a minute. But this is what Blog Talk Radio put out here for me. And I you know, it may have been out here for a few months or whatever, but this is my first time looking at this, okay? These visitors to my show by country, okay? Visitors to my show by country. A lot of people say, a lot of people think that I'm doing this just to play around for my health or whatever. I do. I do this just to kind of have a good time and allow some of my friends to come on the show and say whatever they want to say or talk about whatever they want to talk about. But at the same time, I have decent topics that people give me and I come up with myself. That people want to hear. One of them is today. Okay, I got a huge audience for today. And also, here's the deal. They give me an they say these are your visitors by country to your show. The first one, of course, with the highest number is the United States. And it's 88.23% of people who listen to my show every day are in the United States. The United Kingdom, I have 5.88% of people from the United Kingdom who listen to my show. Okay? Jordan, okay, 20%. The Isle of Man, I have no idea where that is. Isle of Man, I have to look that up. They're 5.88%. And then even the last one is Norway. Someone's listening to my show in Norway. This is it. This is just unbelievable to me. A little old cat from Atlanta is people in Norway listening to his show. That is really mind-blowing to me. Okay? To me. And again, before we get back into the show, I said I was going to do this, so I want to wish a good friend of mine, Tim Shepard, a happy birthday today. And yeah, hope you have many, many more to come. Hope you see many, many more. Let's put it like that. You have plenty more to come. I just hope you see many, many more of your birthdays, okay? So have a good one, bud. Now, why are the American people so upset with the new, not-so-bright president? It's our topic for the day. Now, I have someone from the 314 area code. The first three digits are 381. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, Frank, I'm calling from Missouri. This is Pionki. How you doing?
Hey, Pionki, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing fine, man.
Good.
Not too far from your favorite place called Ferguson. But no, I voted for Donald Trump. I'm very pleased with what he's doing so far once he settled in. And I like the potential of what he's going to do. I mean, we can start off with any of them. Yes, I want to see him build a wall. I'm happy that. And, you know, people was always asking, how are you going to get 11 million illegal immigrants out? And I'm going to say this. Even if they have been here for 10 years or 15 years, they still are criminals because they broke the law by being here without a visa, without proper documentation.
Absolutely.
That's right. And, Frank, have you seen this miracle that's going on? They are self-deporting. He hasn't even built one. They're self-deporting. It's so bad that in Philadelphia, they have, I understand, reading the article, they canceled Cinco de Mayo, one of their great celebrations. They say it won't be anybody there, so no need to have it.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
And
that's unbelievable.
Right. See, Obama had a program in place that if you was within 100 miles of the border into the United States, and if you've been here for 14 days, then they would slack off attempting to capture you or find you. Less expedient. But no, Trump is giving the order to go after them full speed. Now on this health care, I don't mind people having health care. Health care, I think, is not a right. It's a responsibility. If you think you need it, Frank, then you need to get it. I don't want to pay for it. And I don't want to have to pay extra taxes where I can take that money and do other things with it. I think that the government needs to stay out of people's lives as much as it possibly can. And I don't understand Obama trying to put all the things that he was the most divisive president that I ever have seen. Individual. He was divisive with same-sex marriage. He was divisive with this health care. He was divisive with climate change. He was divisive with TPP. He was divisive with transgender. That man created more uproar than I've ever seen. It caused such a groundswell in your states that practically every county in America is red. And not only did we get things that we wanted, but some things came about that I wouldn't have never wanted, but, you know, that's just the way it is. You get some and you lose some.
Now, Pion,
as far as
Pion, now tell the audience, because some people may not know what you mean when you say divisive.
Well, for instance, in the African-American community, you know, African-American community frowned very hard on same-sex marriage and these transgenderness and these things has to do with homosexuality. Now, you know, I've gotten to the point where I can respect it, but I don't accept it. And what he was doing was trying to make you accept it. Like, for instance, the cases where you have these evangelicals, where you had the baker that didn't want to bake a cake with images on the cake of two people of the same sex. Why would you force somebody to do that if they don't want to do it? You understand what I'm saying, Frank?
Yeah, I definitely didn't agree with that. I think that guy got fined or something, didn't he?
He shouldn't have got fined. He should have been left alone.
Right.
And then you got this case where you got these individuals that get up in the morning at 8 o'clock, and they are female, and at noon they switch over, now they are male. What kind of crazy mess is that?
I don't know how old you are, but I'm 52 years old. I grew up in an era where my dad was, he told me, boy, if you ever grow up and be like that, I'll kill you myself.
Well, I'm older than you, Frank. Older than you, Frank. Let me go on here. Now, I love this Secretary of State. I hope she settles in, too, because I'm a highly pro-choice when it comes down to education, pro-choice with vouchers, where a parent can put their child where they think is best for them. And you know, in the African-American community, these wretched schools that our children are forced to be in, you got parents who are responsible, but they just so happen to be in an economic class where they have to go to these public schools. And these teachers' unions, the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, and NEA, they have become a nemesis when it comes down to public education. You got these other vanguard organizations like the NAACP and the Urban League, they have become a nemesis. You know, when polled and surveyed, the vast majority of black African-American people say they want school choice. But you know, you got these organizations that would tell them, say, no, that's not what you want. That's absurd. So, I hope she put in place, I hope she put mandates on these school districts that you got to afford individuals, parents, the option to put their child where they want. And another thing, I get sick and tired of when this issue is brought up, the first thing comes out of the mouth of your opponents is charter schools. No, school choice is all that. It can even mean good public schools like we have in many, many cities around the country. So I hope she puts that in place. I hope they have a national right to carry. I should not, Frank, nor you, leave our Second Amendment rights at the border of a state like Illinois and surely city limits Chicago. That is the craziest when it comes down to gun rights I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
And he should make America first. Stop giving aid to these countries. Let them take care of themselves. If you know, the United States has been used as the weapon for these NATO countries, let them pay for their own defense. South Korea, Japan, they economics are very well. They can take care of their own defense. Why do we have to take care of these other countries' defense? Why are we continuing to give aid? And as far as this health concern, let me give you another example. If people want to have health care and want to raise people's taxes, if you want to put that demand on me, like he's got the mandate, well, we should mandate at the point of sale that a medical records be revealed. So that if you are under a doctor's care, if you are supposed to stay away from certain food, and you are calling in for a $10 special double cheese pizza, well, when they go to check your medical data at point of sale, and it says you're not supposed to have that, well, that $10 pizza should turn to $15. And an extra $5 goes in the pool for idiots like yourself who disregard your health condition. That way you pay for it, not me.
Well, don't you is that you, so you saying that medical records should be public?
No, I'm saying that when you go to buy a pizza, I don't want to know about it, but I imagine I would, because you're going to start bitching, your $10 all of a sudden go up to $15. But no, how about these people that's jumping off these bridges with a rubber band tied around their waist? And if they fall and get hurt, am I supposed to pay for that? You want to pay for that, Frank? They're not responsible.
No, you're right. You're right. Like I said at the beginning of the show, there are some things that Trump said in his campaign that I agree with. But, you know, I just don't think that Trump is capable of holding his position down for his 4-year tenure. I just don't think
so. I think he's capable for holding it down for 8 years and maybe more. He might be another FDR if he wants to stay in there that long. But he'll do well. He'd do a whole lot better than that witch Hillary Clinton. No way in the world I'd vote for another Clinton.
Yeah, we
she
just...
She can come in the back. She can come in your church, Frank, and change her voice and say, you're going to put y'all back in slavery, and we come too far now to turn around. That's an insult.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, I like some things that Trump said. I like some things that he's trying to do. I tell people every day, hey, he's in office now. You can't do anything about it. You just have to kind of ride it out and see what happens. People don't understand that the most important thing for them is their local election. The people right there in their community who's making things good or bad for them, right there in their community, and they vote for some of these idiots right here in the community who just sit around on their hands and do nothing for the whole term that they're in office. And then as soon as it's a few months before it's time for them to get elected again, they come out of the woodwork.
Well, I hear them complaining about some African leaders like Mugabe. Talking about he's been in there 30 somehow. Well, hell, look at Charlie Rangel. He has a regime. John Conyers have a regime. Maxine Waters, she has a regime. These people been in office over 30 years. So how are you going to point fingers at somebody else? And don't tell me that they don't have a regime, because just look at the communities that they represent. You got that John Lewis down there. He's acting a fool. Talking about on that issue with guns, doing the sit-in and ordering them some fine hors d'oeuvres and buffet-style dinners and so on. I mean, if he's down in your district. You're in the 5th district there in Georgia?
I'm not in the 5th district, but I know exactly who you're talking about, and I got some people in his district.
Yeah, well, if he hadn't, maybe he got knocked on the head too much there on the bridge. But, I respect him for doing that. But, sometimes some of these old dinosaurs need to just get out the way and leave people alone. Here in Missouri, in the St. Louis area, you have all sorts of income. A young couple who's trying to save for a down payment for a house, trying to save in order to put their children into higher education, and trying to save for the things. How can they with these taxes? You got this mandate with this Obamacare, this Affordable Care Act. You got increases in cable. You got increases in going to the zoo. You got increases in property taxes. You got increases in sales taxes. It just goes on and on and on. How in the world can you say you got a mandate for somebody to get involved with something that they otherwise wouldn't want to get involved in? They could be using that money for other things. No, all of this is just a backdoor tax, Frank. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's killing these inner cities and these guys that these young folks in the inner cities, where we used to have recreation when I was growing up. We could go to the city, swimming pool. We could go to the city parks. We could play basketball, football, baseball at the city parks where we lived, and they had all the recreational programs for kids. Now they don't have any recreational programs for kids. Everything is, you know, they done raped the whole city recreation here in Atlanta. I can't speak for anyone else. Here in Atlanta, they have raped the entire recreation system. There's no money for recreation anymore. So kids have nothing to do after school. Nothing to do. But now they turning to crime.
Well, I used to bring my grandson down there to Atlanta off of Memorial, there off of Broadview for baseball practice, you know, two or three times a year. And I really like the city. I like that city.
It's an awesome place. It's almost the right. I think we're third or fourth in the growing cities in the United States right now. It's just, you know, it's unbelievable what's happening in Atlanta right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like I say, and then you got some of these individuals, for instance, like some of these cities that have old pipes, water pipes. They think the federal government is supposed to take their... No, why don't you just float a bond issue and put out contracts to remove those pipes? That's what we've done around here in St. Louis County. We floated a bond issue. The water company is replacing all those bad pipes, putting in the latest in technology for that particular service. We didn't holler up to Obama in this particular case or holler up to Trump right now. No, we put in our own pipes.
Well, that's because because these fat cats that are in these city government positions are sucking the money out, and they don't want to use that money to take care of the people of the city. They want to get the government to take care of it, and that's, you know, that's a big part of it too. These guys are so corrupt right now here in Atlanta. These guys are so corrupt in the city and city government, city and state government offices. It's just, it's unbelievable to me.
Well, yeah, it is.
These guys are straight, they almost, you know, these guys are white-collar criminals. You don't think so, but these guys are white-collar criminals. I call them white-collar criminals because that's exactly what's happening, man. They are raping the city government. Every time you look around, the news is talking about somebody who done stole money, misappropriated funds, all this stuff. That's all the news is about these days. And
well, you
just,
know, they need to have public lashings. And you got somebody to get there, that put them out on a block in a public square and whoop their ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Bianca, I appreciate you calling in to my show, man. I got about 2 minutes left.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. I appreciate you calling. Take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, again, guys, you know, I appreciate the guy calling in from Missouri and talking with me, a very knowledgeable guy. Sound like he's very knowledgeable and educated. And, you know, he said he voted for Trump. That's fine. And again, I don't think Trump is ready for this job, but I do like some of the things that he talks about. I do. I really do. I believe in some of the things that he's talking about. But some of those other things are very much on the fence. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you tomorrow. Same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys.
Wait. Three. Doing 80 in a 60. Tick, 'cause I ain't had it.
busy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. Told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Ay. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that shake, it might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in a nigga outside. Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Mister, where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 60 ticket. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a play. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. 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 Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as they were still trying to hide them feelings inside of you.